Welcome to KBPS on PRP, a show featuring local news, music, and conversations, produced by students from AM 1450 KBPS, the Portland Public Schools radio station. I'm your host, Joe Anderson. You're listening to KBPS on PRP, with your FM dial tuned to 99.1. On air since 1923, KBPS is the radio station located at Benson High School, staffed by students while they learn about the communications and broadcast industry. Streaming 24/7 at www.kbps.am or 1450 on your AM dial. KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Portland Radio Project is your nonprofit community radio station, closely tuned into Portland. On the dial at 99.1 FM in the heart of Portland, or streaming online from any computer at prp.fm. KBPS on PRP, a new hour-long show featuring KBPS students on Portland Radio Project.
It's not every day that you get to interview one of the greatest of all time. And not only one of the greatest of all time, but one of my personal idols that I've looked up to my entire life. I recently had the opportunity to do that. I am a lifelong bowler. I've been bowling since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, and bowling has always been something that I've been so passionate about. And one of the greatest professional bowlers of all time, who I've always looked up to, is Walter Ray Williams Jr. That is a name well known throughout all of the bowling community. And recently, Walter Ray Williams Jr. was doing a live Facebook chat, taking questions from some of his fans on Facebook Live. And I had the opportunity to squeeze in a couple of questions, and he answered them, and we recorded it. And I want to share this interview with you here on KBPS on PRP. The first question I asked, I want to know, what's it like being a professional bowler? Like, for us as regular bowlers or amateur bowlers or league bowlers, when we step onto the lanes, our goal is to bowl a perfect 300 game, or our goal is to bowl a really nice 800 series for three games, or maybe even pick up a 7-10 split. But I want to know, as a professional bowler, one of the greatest of all time ever, who's already bowled 300s, who's already bowled 800s, and has picked up these almost impossible splits, what is your goal when you step on the lanes? Here is his answer.
I go out there and try to strike every time. I know it's not going to happen, but I go out there and try to strike every time. I try to do the best I can.
Now, my next question for one of the greatest of all time in bowling, Walter Ray Williams Jr., I wanted to make this interview a little bit more relevant to our listeners here in Portland who maybe don't know anything about bowling. I know if you're listening to this right now and you're not a bowler, you're probably wondering, well, who the heck is this guy, right? Well, that's why I asked him my next question. Tell me something. Give me a Portland story. Give me a Portland, Oregon story or a Pacific Northwest bowling story, because the Pacific Northwest is pretty prominent in the bowling world, if you don't know. Here is his answer on that question.
Do you have any Portland, Oregon, or Pacific Northwest bowling stories? Probably. I like being up there in the Northwest. Had a couple of good tournaments up there. Pacific Northwest bowling stories. Wow. I remember bowling a regional up in Oregon one year. And this was a long time ago, back in the 80s. And I remember, like, knowing I needed a mark or something in the 10th frame of the last game of qualifying to make the cut, and I missed a 2-pin. Yay.
And then last but not least, I think the most important question of all, being a brand-new high school teacher and bringing back a bowling club to the school for the first time in over a decade, we've got about 40 brand-new bowlers signed up in our high school bowling club. I wanted to know from one of the greatest bowlers of all time, Walter Ray Williams Jr., what would he say to brand new bowlers just getting started for the first time? Or any advice about keeping the sport of bowling alive in the future? Here's what he had to say.
I'm a new high school teacher and just brought a new bowling club back to the school with about 40 kids signed up. What would you say to young beginning bowlers, and what about and about keeping the sport alive in the future? I would just say go out and have fun, but learn some good fundamentals. I like to work on a nice four-step delivery. Get the ball in motion with that first leg. So I'm right-handed, so my right, the ball and the leg move at the same time. Let the ball swing. Swing the ball. Let the weight of the ball dictate the pace of the swing. Work with that. Get a nice arm swing. Get those feet moving. And learn how to get that good rotation on a ball. It's hard to do everything all at once, kind of work on a few things here and there. But basically, let the kids have fun. Most kids love bowling. So.
Again, thank you so much for listening. This was a real treat for me getting to interview one of my idols, one of the greatest bowlers of all time, Walter Ray Williams Jr. Again, thank you for listening to KBPS on PRP. Hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Hi, I'm Jasmine from KBBS. I'm here with two Vincent bowlers who made it to the finals. Now tell me, how was it to make it to the finals in Sunday?
You know, it was really wonderful. We're just so good. It's amazing that we got this far, you know? We never expected us to be this wonderful.
It was actually really fun and exciting. It was really tough too because of the fact that we had to go against OC girls and a lot of other districts that like had super high scores. So really it was an honor, and it was really, really great that we got past the finals and are in the state championship.
And how excited are you guys to go to state?
Very much so.
I don't know. I feel weirded out that we actually did get this far, but kind of excited, but also scared at the same time, since now we know our competitors are even more at the higher level, and they will probably be bowling very, very good.
Yeah, I feel like even if we do terrible now, which, not to say we were doing that great beforehand, but even now, if we do even just a bit worse, it's fine. We made it. We did it. We made it this far. I mean, God, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, to be fair, we got past the boys' bowling team. So I think that's more of an accomplishment than that. And it was on the news saying that we were the first in history to do that for our school.
For our school.
Yeah, for our school.
All right. Thank you for joining me, Regina and Maria.
Woo!
Yay!
Thank you.
Go Vincent Bowlers.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Need some extra spending money? Want to be active and stay connected to the games you love? Become an athletic official. It's easy. Visit www.newofficials.org. With the recent decline of a number of officials, we need you now. It is your opportunity to give back to the Oregon high school sports community. Be part of the OSAA's statewide sportsmanship initiative. Don't delay. Become an official today. www.newofficials.org.
One of the most popular extracurricular activities for our high school students are sports. Students love the possibility of engaging with sports, playing sports. And in order for these high school games to be able to happen, we have to have referees. And as many of you know, there is a general shortage of referees available at the high school levels. And sometimes games have to be canceled or postponed because simply there are just not enough referees on hand in order for students to be able to compete. Right now, the OSAA, the Oregon State Athletics Association, needs new referees and umpires to sign up for spring sports. Baseball, softball, track and field, etc., all need volunteers and officials to step up to the plate. I recently had an opportunity to speak with referees at a volleyball game here at Benson at the Marshall campus. I was really surprised at what I heard. So I was simply wondering, with so many people not willing to step up and volunteer their time for high school athletics as referees and umpires, why were they willing to do it? Here is my interview with these two officials. Enjoy.
We're here for the players. We love being active, for one. But, you know, the sport is fun. I mean, it's a very fast-paced game, and just to be a part of something that's in the community is really good. And I love the competition. You know, it's just fun to be out here and see the excitement. You heard everybody yelling. Didn't matter if they're winning or losing. They were having a good time. So,
what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Basically the same, and it's also being an official, it's helping to educate the parents on this sport.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a real big issue. The more they understand it, I think the more they appreciate the officials. Does that make sense? And it is. It's for the girls. And, you know, and Sharon is a lines person. And so, and we all come from different areas. You know, east side, west side. So, but no, and I love watching the enthusiasm of the girls. Win or lose, great plays. Okay, you saw the great play from over here and hit it. I mean, that's not only exciting for the players, it's exciting for us to see that.
We feel it. We can't cheer, but, you know, we feel it. You know, we've been doing this a long time. How many years you been doing this?
38.
I'm way behind her. I'm at 11. But I wish I would have started sooner. I mean, I do. I mean, I also umpire high school baseball. And I was looking to do another sport, and I had played volleyball before, so that's how I got into it.
That was my other question. Did you play sports when you were young?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I played, I grew up somewhere else, so I was in water polo, baseball, and track and field. But they didn't have boys volleyball where I was at, but I played club and recreationally until I couldn't anymore, so...
Did you play any sports?
Well, when I went to high school, they didn't have girls' sports.
Keep on.
But when I started out at softball.
Yeah.
Okay. And in one of our softball meetings, someone came in and said, hey, they need volleyball officials. And I hate to say this, but at the time, I was a single mom. And so I really started doing it for the money. But then I got, because I knew nothing about volleyball, but then we went through training, got more involved in it, and it was sort of like, wow, I really like this. It's not for me anymore. It's for the girls. And I did softball for 20-some years, but volleyball continued. No offense, but you don't get rained on.
Yeah.
You've been there,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We had some soccer games canceled outside tonight because of bad air quality, but we're still in here. We're still in here playing some volleyball.
Keep the doors closed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And I don't think I've had a couple of fire alarms go off.
Yeah.
Okay. Seriously, we've had the lights dim and come back on, but we've never been rained out.
Right. That's true. You can't get rained out. Not here.
But it's just, and I know from when I first started how the players have advanced.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, they are just amazing, more powerful, going to D1 schools, you know, on full scholarships.
Scholarship, and they're getting scholarships to go. I mean, there's some really good talent around Portland.
I've got a couple star basketball players in my radio class. One of them standing right over here, and got full ride offers to a couple of schools. Yeah. May land in some leagues someday, but
well,
it's beautiful.
Look at Kim Hill from Portland Christian. She's on the USA volleyball team.
Right. That's right.
Okay. And I just had a gal last night that got a scholarship to D1 at Notre Dame.
At Notre Dame.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's just, and there's other players. It's just
other D1 schools and Oregon and all over. You know, there's smaller schools that are available for players as well. I mean,
but they're amazing. I just love it.
Thank you both so much for a couple of minutes of your time.
Oregon high schools are gearing up for the spring season, and they need your help. Become an umpire. For information on baseball and softball umpiring, visit newofficials.org. It doesn't matter if it's your first or 20th year, this is your chance to make a positive impact in the community, build relationships, and earn money in the process. Visit newofficials.org.
You're listening to KBPS on Portland Radio Project.
Hi, I'm Jasmine, and I'll be talking about the Grammy Awards. Everyone might or might not know what the Grammy Award is or what it might mean. The Grammy Awards are something everyone looks forward to since the Grammys are only given out to those who had an impact on the music industry. All of your favorite artists from around the world gather and await the winners. Now, you may be wondering, where am I going with this? Well, let me tell you that Beyoncé, a famous black female singer, just made headlines by becoming the first woman artist to have 32 Grammy Awards in the whole history of the Grammys. Not only that, she made history by being the first black woman to win the Best Dance / Electronic Album back in 2020.
Joe Anderson here, the host of KBPS on PRP. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm going to place a few songs around the theme of sun. Starting us off, it's The Animals, House of the Rising Sun.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. Thank you.
tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of the rising sun.
The Animals with House of the Rising Sun. You're listening to KBPS on PRP. Joe Anderson here, your host. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're playing a few songs around the theme of the sun right now. And up next, it's Natasha Bedingfield, Pocket Full of Sunshine. Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Benningfield. Joe Anderson here, the host of KBPS on PRP. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are just finishing up a few songs around the theme of sunshine. For our third and final, it's Sheryl Crow, Soak Up the Sun.
Hello, this is Colby with the KBPS audio team. Did you know that gas appliances generate 4 times more lunge damage in nitrogen oxide emissions than California's gas power plants, and nearly 2/3 as much nitrogen oxide as California's 16 million passenger cars? Lung damaging nitrogen oxide emissions are very clearly bad. Anything that damages your lungs shouldn't be allowed to be produced. As someone who has asthma, I am definitely against gas stoves. I feel it's not enough people know about the dangers of nitrogen oxide emissions. The only way to properly use a gas stove would be to have a fan that vents to the outside, but the fans above your stove don't vent to the outside. They just vent nitrogen oxide to the area around where the gas stove is located. Gas stoves need to be banned. Having something in your house that damages your lungs over time, especially since not many people are aware of the actual effects it has on you, is very dangerous. It is fair to just tell people to get electric stoves, yes, but as stated before, not enough people are aware of the dangers of gas stoves, so there's no good reason for them to be allowed to be sold. This is Colby with the KBPS News Center. Hopefully everyone has a good day.
If you'd like to support KBPS on PRP, please consider donating to Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like KBPS on PRP stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click the big red heart.
Hi, I'm James, and I'm here with Taylor.
Hi.
And today we're just going to be talking about some of the music that we enjoy and just some of the albums that we've been enjoying the past couple weeks. So, Taylor, what's an album that you've been enjoying recently?
I've really been enjoying Nellyville recently.
Could you tell me a little more about why or just what exactly? You know, maybe the art, something about the artist?
I don't know. I just love Nelly, and I think that his older albums are really, really good.
That's a very interesting take. You know, an album that I've been listening to a lot is this album called Ice Dancer. It's by a guy named Blade. And I think that the blend that he uses with some of his more... I think that what he tries to do is he tries to give you a different glance on just music as a whole. You know, he tries to give you different perspectives on what it really breaks down the constructs of the music industry. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think that Blade makes really interesting music, and it's so like different than anything else that I've ever heard before.
Well, would you say that in a negative or positive connotation?
I think it's more neutral. I mean, he has some good songs, but it's not like exactly my taste.
Well, what would you say about some of the members of his organization, you could call it, Drain Gang, like Ty Boy Digital or Echo 2K?
I like Ty Boy Digital a lot. I think he's the best out of the three.
I would totally agree. I think he's made a lot of very positive changes to the music environment, and he's made a lot of really inspirational music. Mm-hmm. Do you have like a favorite song by Ty Boy Digital that you'd like to share?
I like Alive, I think.
I love that song too. What a wonderful choice. It's really well done, really well made song. Just a great album in general too, from what it's from. Well, what other songs have you been enjoying recently? Or just maybe even artists?
I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of Don McLean recently. I just think his voice is so smooth, and like every song he makes is phenomenal. And I love him.
That's a really interesting point that you've made. He does have a very special voice, and I think that a lot of his music goes unlistened to, because I think that he has, American Pie, which you could say outshines a lot of his songs.
Yeah, people know him mostly for that song. And also Vincent, I feel like, is another big one, but not as well known as American Pie.
Right.
But he just, like, his lyrics are so poetic.
Yeah, I feel like every single song that he does is just very well made, and he really puts a lot of like heart into all of the songs that he makes. You recently let me into a little song that I've really been enjoying called Empty Chairs. How did you come about that song?
I don't know. I was just listening to one of my playlists on Spotify, and you know how it does that thing where it's like recommended songs and it just plays a bunch of random stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it played that song, and I just like fell in love with it immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that song is actually really well made. After you showed me it, I started listening a little more to the whole album as just to the fullest, and it was really quite an interesting like listening experience. Like, not really something that I've experienced before, because you can see that there was a lot of passion put into that project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good album.
Well, are there any other albums you've been enjoying recently, Taylor?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. How about you, James?
From the top of my head, what is the first album that comes on off the top of my head? I have been listening to a lot of Elliot Smith recently. I've been listening to a little album called Either Or. You know, maybe you've heard of it. Have you listened to that album before?
Yep, I have.
Do you have a favorite song off that album?
I don't.
Well, what do you think of the song Alameda? Have you heard that song?
I have not.
Oh, it's really well made. You should definitely give it a listen to when you have the chance.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. So, Taylor, What other, you know, just musicians have you been really enjoying recently?
I don't know. I really like Quando Rondo right now.
Oh, that's a very, very different choice from what I was expecting. Wow.
Yeah, so, he's not like normally really like, his music isn't my style.
Right, okay. So what is the appeal of Quando Rondo to you?
I don't know. I just think his songs are really catchy.
Well, that's always something.
They're just good.
Yeah, that's always a big appeal.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song, maybe?
That's hard. I kind of like Scarred from Love right now. And I know that's like really basic because that's his most popular song, but it's so good.
Well, to be fair, I think that popular songs are always going to be, you know, popular songs for a reason. It's because they're well-made songs, obviously.
Yeah.
So I would say that that's a pretty good choice. I haven't really delved too deep into Quando Rondo's music library, so I'm trying to get more into him, but, you know, we'll see how far I can dig into that realm of the artist, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, Taylor, thanks for joining me today. It was really great talking to you.
Me.
Yeah, of course.
Hello, this is Oscar Krimen with KBPS, and today I'm here with Owen. Hey, Owen, do you want to tell us a little bit about your interests and what you like?
Yeah, I'm really into shoes, and I'm really into music. I think those two things are great.
What's your favorite music genre, would you say?
Music genre? Well, I can tell you what I got last year, my Spotify Wrapped, for my top genre. It was Vapor Trap. Vapor Trap, it's basically like a bunch of cool stuff. But I think I'm going in a direction more indie direction. I don't know if you know these guys, but there's this band actually called Tame Impala.
Super underground.
It's a band, and you know, it's a pretty underground band. It is a band, by the way.
The band, right? You're talking about the band?
Yeah, the band Tame Impala.
Oh, the band.
Yeah. They're really cool.
For our viewers who are just joining us, we're talking about the band Tame Impala, and I'm interviewing Owen here.
Yeah, it's like this really good band, and they're called Tame Impala.
Yeah, they're pretty good. What's your favorite kind of shoes, you know? Like, what shoes do you wear? Like, shoes?
What I wear? I wear some low-key stuff, nothing too flashy. You know, I got some Jordans. I wear Air Forces a lot. I wear Adidas, too. I got Air Forces on right now, actually, as a matter of fact.
Cute.
But the shoe I really want is the Bapestas.
Wow.
Yeah.
How much are those?
Well, it depends. Retail, it could be anything over 200, but for a resale, they get up there.
In the thousands, right?
Yeah, in the thousands.
Dang. Back to the music, though. What other, like, I don't know, because you were talking about, like, people that you like. Maybe what's your favorite song and who's it by?
My favorite song and who's it by? Okay, that's a good question, actually. All right. There's a song called Macaroni Time. It's by Chief Keef.
I heard that one.
It's my favorite song.
Is he in a band or no?
Yeah, I think they're called, he's in a band called, like, O Block or something.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that concludes my interview here with Owen. Pretty nice kid, you know. One of the coolest guy on campus. Thank you for joining me. This has been awesome. Owen.
Hey, this is Oscar.
And Ariana, live from the KBPS.
Today we're going to talk about our top song. Today we're going to talk about our most favorite song right now. Mine being I Write Sins, Not Tragedies by Panic at the Disco. Now here's a listen.
As I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is a. I chime in with a heaven to people. Well, I'll look
it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne. Oh, well, in fact, well, I'll look at it this way. I mean, technically, our marriage is saved. Well, this calls for a toast, so pour the champagne, pour the champagne.
With that song, I really enjoyed it because it has a lot of background with me, because I usually have like a hip-hop and different genre type of music, and with that song, I don't know, it just clicks to me as well. I listen to rock, R&B, hip-hop, and sometimes pop, but I don't know, this category of a song just makes me feel like it's a genre that I like and I enjoy a lot. How about you, Ariana? What's your favorite song?
My favorite song at the moment is by Karol G. She recently released a song, and that song has been kind of playing everywhere, but I mainly just listen to Spanish songs, and I have other songs, but this one has been on my top because it's sort of like a hype kind of song. My sister listens to it mainly kind of every day, so I kind of got the hang of it, and out of all the songs that I've listened to, this is not my top out of her, but this is like the top song that I think I could play in school or play as like walking home.
All right, so that was our favorite songs. I'm glad that you shared your top favorite song, Ariana, and with me, and from me and Ariana. Thank you for listening.
Greetings, loved ones. Let's take a journey.
Is really greener, warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin juice, laying underneath the palm trees. Yeah. And the birds break their necks, trying to creep a little sneak peek.
What? What?
You could travel the world, but nothing comes close.
turn it up, cause it's getting heavy. Wild, wild, West Coast. These are the girls I love the most. I mean the ones, I mean like she's the one. Kiss her, touch her, squeeze her buns. The girl's afraid she drive a Jeep and live on the beach. I'm okay, I won't play, I love the bay, just like I love LA, Venice Beach and Palm Springs. Summertime is everything, homeboys banging out, all that ass hanging out. Bikinis, zucchinis, martinis, no weenies, just the king and the queenie. Katie, my lady, look at here, baby. I'm all up on you, cause you representing California.
Good day, listeners, and thank you for listening to the KBPS Hour. My name is Zip, and I'll be continuing my semi-weekly segment where I review a song from an artist's album that was released recently. This week, I'll be doing the song Work With My Love by James Arthur. It was released on January 13th and produced by DJ Olive. Let's take a listen.
My love is impossible, so hard to control. My heart is a beautiful kind of
My Love, the new single from British singer-songwriter James Arthur, the musician collaborates with Brazilian DJ Alok to create a dancey electric song that one can only describe as being a close-to-perfection party anthem. Arthur, who won the 9th season of The X Factor in 2012 and captivated the music scene with the song Say You Won't Let Go from his album Back From The Edge in 2016, deviates from the usual love ballad with this track, which keeps the same subject matter but keeps more upbeat tune. The song samples Lola's Theme, a 2004 track by European electronic duo The Shapeshifters, but Alok puts his own spin on the beat, making the song sound fresh and new while ensuring the preservation of the core elements of Lola's Theme. Alok's addictive beat keeps the listeners captivated until the beat drop, where Arthur uses his signature vocals to wow the audience and keep them around and enjoying it for the remainder of the song. This track is super promising, one from both Arthur and Alok, and a watchful eye should be kept on both musicians this year, as the likelihood of either of them releasing a more high-quality track like this one in 2023 is extremely high. That's all for now. My name is Zip, and I'll be back on next week's KBPS Hour.
If you'd like to support KBPS on PRP, please consider donating to Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like KBPS on PRP stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click the big red heart.
Hello, this is Jonathan from KBPS Portland. I wanted to share two of the tracks on my upcoming album that I have not released yet, but is soon to come. Lately, I've been focusing on making music that is purely instrumental and is able to achieve a full sound without any artist on it. That's the plan for this album, and here are two of the upcoming tracks on the album. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Listening to KBPS on Portland Radio Project.
like to support KBPS on PRP, please consider donating to Portland Radio Project. Your support of PRP helps programs like KBPS on PRP stay on the air. For more information, go to prp.fm and click the big red heart. KBPS on PRP, the new student show airing on Portland Radio Project, featuring Benson High School KBPS radio students. On air since 1923, KBPS is the radio station located at Benson High School. Staffed by students while they learn about the communications and broadcast industry. Streaming 24/7 at www.kbps.am or 1450 on your AM dial. KBPS is the voice of the Portland Public Schools. Portland Radio Project is your nonprofit community radio station, closely tuned into Portland. On the dial at 99.1 FM in the heart of Portland and streaming worldwide from any computer at prp.fm. This concludes our show for today. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Joe Anderson, and this has been an hour with KBPS on PRP.